The spectacular collapse of Enron has led to investigations and hearings in a search for who's ultimately responsible. Regardless of who's to blame, commentator Ev Ehrlich says there's much to be learned from the company's demise.
One lesson is that Enron grew as a company but failed as a bank. That is, it grew the way a company grows, by acquiring assets and expanding into related businesses. In Enron's case, that meant first transporting gas, then using it to generate electricity, then trading other stuff. But it didn't fail because those businesses started losing money. Instead, the end came because Enron was untruthful about its precarious financial situation. As a result, the companies that bought and sold electricity and other products with Enron suddenly lost faith. No one wanted to trade with the company any longer. That's not how pipelines or power generators typically fail. You can still count on a pipeline to transport your gas, even if its accountants are being subpoenaed. But it is how banks can fail, almost instantly, when the fear that they won't be there tomorrow becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's why Enron's collapse should remind us that bank regulation is a basic safeguard in our economy. A second lesson concerns auditors. Enron's auditors failed to discern or report its true financial condition. To some, that proves companies that provide auditing shouldn't provide other consulting services to the same clients, that it's a conflict of interest. But that's too simple. Perhaps some auditors do a lousy job because they're conflicted, but most who do fail usually do so because they're human, which means that sometimes they're frightened that a bad auditing report will cost them a client, or they're stupid enough to accept what a lying executive tells them. Breaking up the big accounting firms won't change that. Government regulators are right to demand that auditors do more to police themselves, but the real solution has to come from boards of directors, who need to pay more attention to whether what they're being told about their companies is true. Finally, some opponents of deregulation say Enron's demise is a sign that markets for trading electricity were a bad idea. The opposite is true. There was a time when we couldn't imagine trading interest rate futures or the right to emit sulfur from power plants. Now both are a daily business. In the near future, markets will trade such items as the risk that developing countries default on their debts, the right to emit greenhouse gases, and the value of biodiversity. Trading may be a heartless mercantile pursuit, but it's the right way to establish what a range of things are worth by using the checks and balances of the market. But markets require integrity. Enron had a vision, but it failed this larger test. Even visionaries require occasional oversight.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, a former Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. His latest novel is called Grant Speaks.